This is a short thriller story called Road Rage. A couple, Peter and Mike, were driving down a quiet urban road late at night. They were on a road trip. It was late, dark, and foggy. They had about an hour left to get to the hotel. The couple were from LA and were traveling rural America. Even though it was 2020, they knew people were homophobic, so they did their best to show that they were not an item. Booking twin rooms at the hotel and not showing any affection while they were out. They even scraped off their rainbow sticker from their car before they set off, which Mike was disappointed with. However, Peter thought it was for the best, as to not get any unwanted attention. The couple continued in the car while they were talking about life. Mike had come out for 5 years and kept pushing Peter to come out to at least his friends. "Would you just give it a rest? I need more time," he snapped back at Mike. "I'm sorry, Peter," said Mike. Peter grew up as a jock. He wrestled on the national level. He had a muscular body, but he also had a bit of a temper on him as he dabbled and abused steroids throughout his competition career. He had a few incidents back in LA, one of them where someone called him a puff, and he put the guy in hospital during a night out. This was a side of Peter Mike didn't like, but he knew he was working hard to control his anger through therapy, and he was not on steroids anymore. They pulled into a diner to get some food later that night. It was a local diner that looked run down a bit and also had a bar adjacent to it. Mike and Peter went in and ordered some dinner. They got a few stares from the locals, as Mike was always a little flamboyantly dressed. However, Peter dressed like a regular Joe. As they ate the dinner, they could see a man with a cap, hunched over, slurping his soup, grunting and mumbling, and staring directly at them. Mike could see Peter tapping his feet, getting agitated. "Leave it, just leave it. You're being paranoid." As they finished, paid up and left, the man with the cap placed his drink down, wiping down his mouth, while still following the couple with his eyes as they left the diner. The couple get back into the car and pull out to continue with their journey. Looking back in the mirror, Peter sees the man leaving, heading to his truck. Half an hour goes by, and they relax and forget all about the diner. There is fog and it's getting thick, so they slow down a little to take care. Peter has got his full beams on, however, dips them every time a car passes by. 10 minutes go by and the road is dark, and Peter is concentrating on driving to get to the hotel. Mike checks the map and it's about 15 minutes away still. Peter notices a car in the distance, as he can see the car lights on as the sky is dark. He drives on, but the car is gaining on them and it has its full beams on. Peter is getting pissed. "This motherfucker with his lights blinding me in the mirror, really." Mike tells Peter just to let the car go by and pull over. Listening to Mike, Peter slows down instead to let the car pass, but as it gets closer, the lights are really reflecting in the mirror and pissing him off even more.
"Why won't this dick just pass me?"
Peter says. He notices it's not even a car, it's a 4x4 truck, and starts cursing how they are the worst drivers, always driving with their high beams on. Peter slows down more, but yet the truck does not pass. Mike tells him again to pull over, but Peter's having none of it, and chooses to really slow down to annoy the truck and prove a point instead. The truck starts to accelerate right up to the back of the car and slow down again to intimidate them. Yet Peter just angles his mirrors away from his eyes and just focuses on the road instead, so it doesn't bother him. Repeatedly, the truck keeps doing this, and eventually The truck rams their car by mistake. Peter is furious, and Mike is trying to calm him down.
"Breathe, Peter, breathe. Deep breaths," Mike says.
"Pull over, and we'll get his insurance details." As Mike is saying this, the truck pulls up beside them and has blacked out windows. The fog is still heavy and Mike yells at the truck to pull over.
Okay, this guy is such an idiot. Someone's gonna get hurt in some serious accident if this continues," Peter says.
They slow down more and the truck passes them by and slams on the brakes and slides, blocking the road ahead. They can barely see the truck ahead of them as the fog has set in. Mike says,
"Okay, I'll get this guy's details instead of you, Peter. Because of your temper."
"Be careful, love," says Peter. "I'm gonna call the police anyway, as this guy has hit our vehicle."
Mike steps out and heads towards the truck.
Peter looks on by dialing the police. However, Mike slowly disappears through the fog. As Mike approaches the truck, the door opens up and Mike can see the man from the diner along with his wife in the car. Back in the car, Peter can hear some arguing from the car. While still speaking to the police, and is told by the police that they're on the way and sit back, relax, and wait for them. The man from the diner calls Mike a faggot, tell him that his type is not welcome around here, and the man's wife rudely gestures to him through the car. Mike argues back how reckless this guy is, though the man from the diner tries further to intimidate and shows Mike his long hunting knife that is strapped to his belt. Mike becomes very angry now and is not intimidated by the man from the diner. He yells back at the man, not knowing if Mike has a gun or something, backs up slightly towards his truck and his wife closes the door and locks it. Some scuffle occurs outside with pushing and grappling. It sounds like Mike has got himself into a fight and is fighting the guy now on the floor. The scuffle stops for a second and it's all quiet. The wife in the truck can now hear someone climb up on top. Not knowing what the sound is, the wife still sits and waits for her husband to get back into the truck. The sound of thumping stops, and it sounds like whatever was on top has got off. The wife then hears the gay couple's car pull off, and she still waits for her husband to get back in the car. Sirens are now heard from the distance and approach the truck. The wife is still sitting, waiting for her husband to get back in. As the police get closer, they slam on the brakes. The wife is staring at the police car head on, but cannot see clearly as their lights are blinding her view now. The police car siren radio comes on.
"Ma'am, get out of your vehicle. Leave and walk to our car."
The confused woman steps outside the truck with her hands up and walks towards the police car. The police step out and tell her to keep walking, and they pull out the guns and aim towards her, crouching behind the doors. The lady shouts that she has not done anything, and the police say,
"We know, just keep coming and don't look behind you."
She is confused and looks behind her. She looks back at the truck that is parked sideways on the road, and her husband's decapitated head is resting on top of the USA flag that is attached to their roof. The body of the decapitated head is laying beside the truck. The lady runs to the police, confused, and asked, what's happening? Still in a state of confusion. She says there was a car behind them and they had a car accident. However, the car is long gone. Back in the car, there is Peter and Mike, and they are driving in another direction as they slip away. Peter tells Mike that he likes it when he stands up for himself, and he did the right thing. Mike and Peter are serial killers, and they fell in love through an anger management class in LA. Though they are trying to change and turn over a new leaf, you would never guess that they are not people to fuck around with. Careful,
Never judge a book by its cover. Payback's a bitch.